We look now at the health of a community that is partly a nation and partly a regional demographic entity that crosses county, city, and state boundaries. The semi-autonomous Navajo Nation, occupying portions of Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico, 27,000 square miles, home to approximately 226,000 people, rural counties with low population density, and for a variety of reasons with serious oral hygiene problems that lead to a chain of other health issues. The scattered geography of the Navajo Nation means at least one thing. Dentists have to take to the dusty trails of Navajo country. In our latest installment of our health series produced with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Zip Code Decode, How Where You Live Matters to Your Health, Laurel Morales reports from member station KJZZ.
14-year-old Craig Pishtoni doesn't like coming to the dentist.
It's scary, kind of. Because sometimes I think that I might get my teeth pulled out.
Pishtoni tugs his black hooded sweatshirt down over his eyes. He says he was only 7 when he had a tooth extracted due to decay.
What was that like?
Hurts. Like getting bit by 2 ants.
Have you ever been bit by 2 ants?
Yeah.
So you know what that feels like too.
Yeah.
Almost 70% of Navajo children have untreated tooth decay, according to a recent University of Colorado study. That's 3 times higher than the national average. University of Colorado dentist and researcher Terry Batliner says children are in pain all over the reservation.
And some of these kids are in pain so often they don't even really know what it's like to be out of pain. It leads to a lot of other issues, too. It's very difficult for a kid in pain to behave themselves and to pay attention and to be happy.
Ann Batliner says decay at such a young age can lead to gum disease by high school, and that can aggravate other health conditions like diabetes. Native Americans have the 3rd highest rate of diabetes by community type.
We know that there's a relationship between poor oral health and diabetes. If you have significant gum disease, it's harder to control your blood sugar. And if your blood sugars are out of whack, it's harder to not have periodontal disease. It's a two-way street there. So we know that as you get older and if you continue to have poor oral health, it will have effects on your systemic health, your overall health.
Batliner says 22 dental clinics are not enough to head off the decay on a reservation the size of West Virginia.
The dentists are overwhelmed. There are just not enough dentists to serve the population there, and there haven't been for years.
According to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's county health rankings, there's less social support in the counties that make up Indian Country than any other community type. The CDC defines inadequate social support as the percentage of adults without social-emotional support. Individuals who lack social support have an increased risk for poor health outcomes.
Other issues could include, you know, education of parents, diet, the importance of oral health as compared to all the other challenges that people face in their daily life. But I think the one that we could most easily address is the access issue.
Dental service is free for Native Americans, but many don't know that, so the waiting rooms are often packed with patients who wait until it's an emergency.
They tax the system.
Dental Chief Thomas Barnes runs the Winslow Indian Healthcare Dental Clinic in northern Arizona.
I mean, we're unable to schedule appointments based on the number of emergencies that we have in. You know, we can't continue on with the preventive stuff because we're busy taking care of emergencies.
So Winslow dentist Darren Blackman says if the patients aren't going to come to him, he'll go to them in a mobile dental clinic. Today, the clinic has traveled to the tiny remote Navajo community of Ceiba del Cai. Students at the elementary school take a break from class to step aboard the RV. 3 dental assistants and Blackman sort of dance around the 2 chairs, taking x-rays, performing exams, and applying sealants.
Big wide open for me, Lowell, thanks. Number 2 has occlusal incipient. Number 3 has occlusal decay.
Dental assistant Marlene Keems grew up here. She points to the trees out the window she and her cousins used to climb. Keems says they're limited in what they can accomplish on the mobile clinic. They teach the kids how to brush and send letters home explaining the children need follow-up appointments.
There's nothing more we can do, you know. Just like they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah. That's why Blackman would like to get a second RV so he could reach more people and perform fillings and extractions. Blackman says he and his team make a dent in the problem.
That's the thing that keeps me wanting to do it over and over and over again, is trying to, you know, make a bigger and bigger and bigger dent every single time.
Many people wait until it's urgent to go to the dentist because they're dealing with real-life emergencies all the time, like finding transportation to haul clean water. But Blackman says ignoring a toothache can trigger a chain reaction of other health consequences. For The Takeaway, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.